CBS News 60 Minutes associate producer Nicole Young is in Japan working on a story for Sunday evening 60 Minutes, and she joins us now from Sendai. Nicole, you've been in Japan since Sunday. You've had a few days to digest what you're seeing. Is this one of those pictures don't do it justice scenes?
You know, Steve, yes, it really is. I mean, we've been visiting some villages up north, and it's really like the apocalypse times three. I mean, whole houses and whole streets have completely been lifted up and completely have disappeared. You can see how high the water came and how much, and I'm a tall person, and it probably would come over my head at certain points, and you could just see the devastation. It's incomprehensible. Cars hanging like ornaments on light poles. It's like nothing I've really ever seen before.
You and your team from 60 Minutes have been traveling around, as you mentioned. Is just getting around and the basic necessities, food, water, travel, has that been a challenge for you and your team?
It has been. We've had to think really carefully about our fuel. We've had to think very carefully about making sure we could make a trip back and forth to where we need to be. We've had to stock up. We've sent drivers to make sure that we can go to the closest gas station or rest stop and stock up on food. Raw almonds and snacks have really been our meals. We've been lucky enough to find a hotel that has warm water, running water, and electricity, which has been really good. And but food has been very difficult, and for everyone, not only us. It's been something that we've seen lines and lines of people, you know, people waiting in lines for basics. It's been very, very interesting.
And through all this, you're still feeling aftershocks.
Oh, my God, we feel them all the time. We get the USGS alerts all the time, and apparently there was one day where I think there were, gosh, we had maybe six in an hour. One was so strong a few nights ago, it woke me up in my sleep. I think it was 6.1. You feel them. Some of them you don't feel because you're in a car, but some of them you really do feel. Last night there was another one that really, really shook, and I got a little scared, I'm not going to lie. But, you know, aftershocks are all the time, and I guess the Japanese are more used to it than I am, but you can feel them. Some of them you can really feel more than others.
You've been talking with the people there in Sendai and the surrounding area. Is there an overwhelming sense of fear among the people with whom you've been speaking?
You know, the people here have been so amazingly poised, actually, and so strong. It's amazing to see the resilience of the people. You know, people have been concerned about finding loved ones, food, the basics, things like that, and just I think they're still in shock because, you know, it's a double whammy. They're dealing with two natural disasters, and you can't. It's just hard to comprehend having to deal with so much tragedy in such a short amount of time.
Then there's the threat of the third disaster, and that's the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant. Still pretty hard to get a handle on exactly what's going on there?
You know, it is. You know, there's so many different reports from one end to the next, and there's just so many different things coming out. But, you know, it's really hard to really know exactly what's happening just yet. There's just not enough information yet to know exactly how to determine what's really going on right now.
Through your work with 60 Minutes, you've traveled around the world. You've been to Haiti, you've been to Congo, you've been to other developing third world countries. Now you are in one of the world's most developed and most powerful nations. Is it hard to comprehend that fact when you see the destruction?
You know, it really is. When we first landed in the country, everything seemed fine. And then when we started heading north, and the more north we headed, the more disastrous it looked. And then it was like something I'd never seen before, ever. It's amazing to see people not have enough food, access to water, fuel, gas lines wrapping around corners. It reminded me of Baghdad, actually, you know, or Afghanistan, you know, of lines just wrapping around, people waiting in line at the supermarkets so they could buy two items of food. I've never seen anything like it. It was really amazing to me.
Nicole Young, associate producer on 60 Minutes from CBS News in Sendai, Japan. Nicole, thank you.
Thank you.